Thank you, Durwood. This is the Bing that you just mentioned, folks.
And this is the Rosie just mentioned, folks.
And thus identified, we roll, huh, Rosie?
Roger.
I'm not the girl who cared about love. I'm not the girl who cared about fortunes and such. Never cared much, but look at me now. Never knew much. Oh, look at me now. I'm a new girl in the world. Never knew love was like this. With a new heart, brand new start. Gonna be a Mrs., not Miss. So I'm the girl who turned out a lover. Yes, I'm the girl who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those.
That the women control the destiny of this country?
Oh, yes. I've heard it said, Ken. It sounds slightly apocryphal to me, but I've heard it said.
Well, whether or not it's true, I don't know. What I'm getting at is, what man in a woman's life do you suppose controls her destiny?
The man who controls a woman's destiny? You mean like her husband?
Oh, no, no, not her husband.
You notice I was a bit hesitant when I said that.
Well, I think we better put it up to Rosie. Rosie... who's the most important man in your life, the man who guides your destiny? In whom do you confide and who confides in you? Who floods your life with sunlight? Who snaps you out of the blues with bright thoughts, ideas, inspirations?
That's very simple, Ken. That fellow you're talking about is my hairdresser.
Oh, that's the guy.
That's the guy? His name is Anatole.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought you'd say, Rosie.
No other man fits that description.
What about Joe?
Oh, Joe's wonderful, and I love him madly. He's a fine husband, but unsympathetic to hairdo problems.
And Anatole picks up where Joe leaves off, huh?
Oh, he's a dream.
Joe?
No, Anatole.
Oh.
But don't misunderstand, Bing. All women have two men in their lives nowadays.
Oh, one at home and one at the beauty parlor, huh?
That's the arrangement.
Oh, I tell you, Bing, the leading man in the lady's life these days is the hairdresser. It's Anatole or Maurice or Giuseppe or John or Charles or Herschel or whatever.
Herschel, man.
They're the men who exert the influence over the women.
Our heads are in their hands.
And what those lads do with those heads, wowee.
And how the girls love it. They'll sit still for a beehive hairdo, an artichoke hairdo, any kind of a wild quaff.
Don't forget Riptide, Vortex, ooh, and Extinct Volcano.
What's that? What hairstyle are you featuring today, Rosie? What does that get at?
Oh, it's something new that Anatole dreamed up for me. It's called the Woolly Worm.
Hmm. Looks a little like a grass shack.
No. It's the Woolly Worm. You heard her, Bing.
And no cracks, please. Anatole is listening.
Now watch it, Ken. Anatole's listening now. We never offend a listener.
Never. Well, Bing, as long as the women are happy with their hair, whatever shape it's in, we can put up with it too, can't we?
I suppose, just as long as they're happy. I say go to it, girls. Avocado, woolly worm, beehive, seashell. You can go for a Fiji Island job or the wild man of Borneo if you want to. If Anatole or John or Charles... dream one up. Wear some bones in your tresses if they so suggest. I would, yeah. Put a ladder in there.
Maybe Buddy Cole should...
Cement mixer.
Maybe Buddy Cole should suggest some music now, huh?
I wish he would.
On the pane, and we're alone. A chance to while away a dreamy afternoon. A lovely, peaceful afternoon. No one can see us pouring. It's so cozy in the rain. There's no reason to complain if she's with you. In the rain, rain, rain.
This point or not about hairdressers, you know, the brave souls who cater to women's curl, set, and wave needs. They're actually, after all, they are very talented fellas, yeah.
Bing, you know they are. Why, they can restore a wilted head of hair just like a master chef can refresh a wilted head of lettuce. They toss it with oils and dressings, too.
First thing you know, they have a delightful salad.
Chefs of the chignon.
The chignon, yes.
Oh, I've seen many a hairdo that looks exactly like a mixed green salad, a tossed salad.
And so have I.
I've worn them.
Some hairdressers make fortunes. It's a very highly paid profession.
Well, good for them.
The hairstylist is worth every penny he makes because he takes a lot of pressure off the other man in a woman's life.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, Bing, women give their hairdressers all sorts of gifts.
They're worth their weight in gold.
Mm. I guess the hairdressers live in no bed of roses, however. All day long, they must cope with some flighty females.
Yeah, they got to be brave. Yeah. They really must. There they are, the men in the white broadcloth coats, facing the women of the nation armed only with sprays, lacquers, and rat-tail combs.
And what diplomats they are.
State Department material, many of them.
Oh, at least.
They have a way with the ladies.
Oh, they know how to con the women along, all right. And I take my hat off to him for that.
No, you better keep your hat on, Bing. Somebody's have to slip up and give you an avocado. Do.
It'd be a pretty tiny avocado. Be a nut. A shell. I hope they bring a real avocado along.
And nothing but the best for you, kiddo.
You want French or Thousand Island dressing? A little Roquefort, baby?
What about someone letting his or her hair down now with a song? What do you think of that?
Sings ting-a-ling-a-ling. But when it does, you'll feel wonderful. It happened to you.
Ah, that was slick, Rosemary.
Ken, you're a nice fella to butter me up like that.
No, I really mean it.
Then I guess I should rest on my laurels, huh?
Sure.
I wonder if I can persuade Mr. Crosby to move in here and take charge.
Oh, somebody hand me my coconut hat and my snorkel. You, Rosie, you're right handy there by the rack. I'm headed for Waikiki Beach.
Here you are, Beach Boy.
You like ukulele, lady. Ukulele, lady, like you. If you like linger where it's shady, ukulele, lady, linger too. If you kiss the ukulele, lady, while you promise ever to be true, she see another ukulele, lady, fool around with you. Maybe she'll sigh. Maybe she'll cry. Maybe she'll find somebody else by and by to sing to, where it's cool and shady, where the tricky wicky wackies woo. If you like a ukulele lady like you, I saw the splendor of the moonlight on Honolulu Bay. Something tender in the moonlight down on Lulu Bay. And all the beaches are full of beaches who bring the ukes along. And in the glimmer of the moonlight, they love to sing this song. If you like a ukulele lady like you. If you like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady, linger too. If you kiss the ukulele lady while you promise ever to be true, she see another ukulele lady fool around with you. Maybe she'll sigh. Maybe she'll cry. Maybe she'll find somebody else by and by. Sing to where it's cool and shady, where the tricky wicky whack is woo. If you like a ukulele lady, a ukulele lady like you.
What's on your mind, Rosie?
The moon over Miami.
Wait, at this time of day?
Oh, you never forget that Miami moon once you've been under it, Bing, any time of day.
I guess not. That probably leads us right up to our medley, doesn't it, Rosie?
I think so. Moon over Miami, meet me tonight in dreamland, and there's a long, long trail of winding.
Buddy, let's hit the trail here.
Now we're waiting for the silvery moon.
Meet me tonight in dreamland, where love's sweet rose is blue.
Come with the love light gleaming in your dear eyes. So meet me in dreamland, sweet dreamy dreamland. There let my dreams come true. Until my dreams all come true, till the day when I'll be going down that long, long trail with you. The day
bientôt, à tout à l'heure. Listen again now, won't you?
Bye, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you.